Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Susan Wilson. We're going to shift gears now, although we'll still be talking about being accepted and being proud of one's own skin. We're talking nudism. My guests for this segment are Nikki Hoffman, co-owner of the Nature Society and editor of the N Magazine, and Scott S., Heartland Naturist member. I want to welcome you both to Central Standard.
Thank you.
So let's start with some definitions. What is naturism? And what is nudism? So, Scott?
Well, I'm not sure how much. I think everyone sort of interprets it to themselves. It depends on their comfort level. It may depend on even who they're speaking with. At least I know it is for me. For close friends, I may classify myself as a nudist. For someone on a almost more professional level, I would probably say naturist.
How about you, Nikki? What do you see as the difference between the two?
Well, naturism is a term that was coined from the Europeans. It seems like it was a gentler term for nudism, and our founder, Lee Baxendall, that is the term that he used right from the very beginning of the Naturist Society. We are people who enjoy recreating in our skin. We like to clean up the environment. We're very well known for leaving a beach cleaner than when we arrived. Nudists, from my perspective, is more resort nudists. They are behind the gates of the resort. So those are just my thoughts on it.
So in general, and I know this is different for different people, but why do people choose to become naturists or nudists? Scott?
Well, in my case, it actually started about 30 years ago. I was reading a book about a guy on a stranded island who decided he no longer needed clothes since he was by himself, and the idea intrigued me. And I tried it, I liked it, and have been living my life that way as often as possible since.
Nikki, do you think there's a certain type of person that's particularly drawn to nudism?
Wow, our membership runs the gamut. We have done surveys, and we do know that our members are more highly educated. But that doesn't mean that everybody doesn't, because we have everybody from babies to grandmas and grandpas. But I do think that people with high stress jobs, naturism is kind of like a perfect fit for them. You know, you when you take off your clothes, you strip away all the stresses of the day, and you're just you. You're a person.
So that begs the question, primarily, what's different about the lifestyle of a naturist or nudist, Scott?
Well, I mean, as far as interacting with others, there isn't. You probably wouldn't know it if you met me walking down the street or on my job, unless we were actually, the topic somehow came up and we were discussing it. But otherwise, I mean, we have friends who do it. It's a very relaxing lifestyle. There are varying degrees. As Nikki said, some people are more resort people. I mean, we have some friends who will go on a beach somewhere but would never join a small group or a group of people like here in Kansas City or somewhere.
They just kind of do it for their personal recreation.
Right, right. And then there are other people who, I mean, in my case, it's very much a lifestyle. When I get home at the end of the day, I tend to not have anything on the rest of the day, and weekends, odd jobs around the house, and et cetera.
So, Nikki, what are some common misconceptions about naturists and nudists, especially at resorts?
Well, I think the most common misconception is that, number one, we're all perfect bodies, because that's not so. The other one is that people think that because you're nude, you're having sex, or you're out looking, or whatever the case may be, and it's totally not the case. It's just people just enjoy relaxing in the nude, playing volleyball, doing whatever. I think that is the biggest misconception.
So, listeners, what do you think about naturism and nudism as a movement? Share your reaction by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888, or post your comments to Facebook or Twitter. We are at KCUR-CST. So, you know, in terms of this whole discussion of misconceptions, there are some advantages of naturism and nudism that the average person may not consider. I know when I read more about it, there were things that I had never considered that were very enlightening to me. For example, how does this movement promote positive body image? Nikki?
Well, I think that when you see the human body, that's a difficult question for me, I'm sorry, because I don't look at people's bodies. I think that when you go to a place, and especially a beach, like a woman, you can strip off at your own, at your leisure. When you're comfortable, you can take off your clothes. And I think your misconception is that you're thinking everybody's going to look, and then when you take off your clothes, you find out that they really aren't. I think people accept you for who you are. So if you have a big belly or a big butt or whatever the case may be, or you think your breasts aren't the right size, you know, for a woman, people really aren't paying any attention. And I think I remember leading a workshop at one of our events, and I was saying something about my tummy was big, and I said, you know, I've had 3 children, and I'm 50 years old at that time, and whatever the case may be, and a gentleman stepped up and said, and we thank you, you had 3 children. And I guess I never looked at it that way. I think, you know, you have a child and you gain 20 pounds and you only lose 10, and then you have that second child and you lose 20, or you gain 20 and only lose 10 again. There you are, 20 pounds heavier instantly. And I think when people, that's not why they like you. You're a person, and they're looking beyond anything outside. And I just think that for women especially, it's been so enlightening for them. We have women that have had breasts removed, and they feel comfortable in the naturist environment with their scars. People just don't care. They're more concerned with you as a person. We have an amazing naturist family, and everybody loves everybody.
And I guess this is particularly important in a society that maybe focuses too much on what bodies look like and things like that. How about you, Scott? How do you see the issue of the advantages of naturism and nudism?
Well, I agree with Nikki completely. There is also the big push. I mean, sex sells, and we tend to use sex, and that's not what the naturist or the nudist movement is about. It's about accepting you as you are. And for me, and a nudist beach or a nudist area is almost less of a sexual area than a clothed one. I mean, if you think about a beach, the women are in bikinis. There's the element of mystery. There's the sex seduction. And all of that's sort of forgotten because you don't have all of that. And it's a great equalizer. You know, you aren't classifying people by what they're wearing or how colorful something is to draw attention to them. You're just seeing them as they are.
So in a way, clothes themselves create inequalities.
Correct.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Susan Wilson, and today we're talking about naturism and nudism with Nikki Hoffman, co-owner of the Naturist Society and editor of N Magazine, and Scott S., Heartland Naturist member. So what are some of the challenges, though, of being a naturist and a nudist, Scott? I mean, there's reactions from family, from society.
Yes, there's a lot of negative, I think, comments and views out there because people don't understand it. As Nikki said, they instantly think if you're naked, it's going to involve sex. And we have several people like that who, when you initially bring it up, it's like, oh, I could never do that because first off, body image, but then secondly, no, it's just about sex, or, you know, if you belong to it, it's a swingers club or something. And it definitely is exactly the opposite. And after spending 4 or 5 hours with someone, usually the last thing you're thinking about is anything sexual. You know, you're having topics of conversation, or you're enjoying volleyball. And if you've ever played volleyball or any sort of activity like that, you're concentrating on the activity.
Right.
And you don't even really realize what else is going on around you.
So I know in this case, Nikki, you identify publicly as a nudist. But Scott, how many in your people in your life know?
I have friends who know. I have a few people that I work with that know. Most of them do not. My family doesn't live here, so that was one of the reasons and sort of an apprehension even about doing this interview.
So I can understand.
So for me, this interview is sort of a way of me accepting myself more and almost a coming out process. Mm-hmm. And if someone recognizes my voice, I'm hoping I will get positive comments from this.
Yes, please. Let's take a caller. We have Matt from Baldwin City. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Central Standard.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to reinforce what the guests are saying, and particularly some of the last comments. I play in a band in Lawrence, Kansas, and in the mid-90s, we played a gig for a naturist group over on the west side of Topeka. And it was really a fascinating experience. It was really the vast, diverse sense of the possibilities of the human form. And I thought it was a very healthy experience. And I turned to one of my band members on the way back from the gig, and I said, you know, Steve, that was one of the least sexual things I've seen in a long time. but the greater sense that I got from it is that we live in a society, a consumer society, that is market-driven by certain, I guess you'd say, neuroses about what we're supposed to look like, what we're supposed to possess, the kinds of things we're supposed to have. I really felt like the experience was a positive one in kind of diffusing all of that. And if there was a greater sense of acceptance for people as they are, I think you'd just have a healthier society.
Well, thank you for that comment. What do you think about what Matt is bringing up here?
I agree completely. As I've said, you know, we seem to be so preoccupied with even putting forth an image and projecting who and what we want others to think of us. And when you're in a naturist setting, everyone's an equal. I mean, you can't look at someone and see them in a uniform, so you know their job or what they do or even a business suit.
Right.
So actually, it encourages more conversation and encourages more interaction between individuals.
I'd like to add to that, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
We had a young woman that worked here many years ago, and she was 20 years old, and we took her to one of our gatherings, and she wrote an article for me for the magazine, and she said that in the morning she had breakfast with a philosophy professor, and she went out on a paddle boat with an electrical engineer, and she had dinner with an affluent attorney. And she said, we were all naked, and had I been in my jeans and T-shirt, which is my usual attire, none of them probably would have talked to me. And that's kind of a guideline for me. I think it is the great equalizer. You don't know if the person is a doctor, a lawyer, or a truck driver, or a teacher, whatever they are, and you all have a level playing field.
Very interesting perspective. We're going to take another caller. The boards are lighting up. Evelyn from Brookside, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi. It's really refreshing to have this topic because I have not taken my clothes off in many years, unfortunately. I had friends, and my son is grown, and so I'm from Germany, so it is a very natural thing for us to do, especially with children. Children are stripped down. They can run around naked anywhere, if you're on the beach or even in swimming pools, and nobody makes any remarks. When I came to the States, this is like in the late 70s, early 80s, and I took my little son, who was two and a half, to a beautiful lake in Texas, and and we took his clothes off, and he was so happy. I had women upset at me, and that was just so weird to have to go through and feel like, oh my gosh, I did something wrong. What's wrong with these people? But I was a new. It was just natural for us. If I was in Jamaica and I went to a private beach, take your clothes off. Not to offend anybody, but just it's just natural. And by all means, we are part of nature, and I think people forget that.
Yes.
They totally forget that nature is part of us. If we don't have nature, there is nothing. It's not that material stuff and all the
Evelyn, I have a question actually about your question for our guests. What about this whole issue of children among, nudist groups and that sort of thing? There are some people who might frown upon it, particularly because of some of the attitudes in America about our bodies, about being nude. Nikki, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, children are natural nudists. They love nothing better than to take their clothes off. And I understand. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I understand everyone's concerns about protecting children. But our naturists, the resorts, and the gatherings that we have, those children are protected by hundreds of adults, because I'm telling you, we watch those kids at every event, and nothing, I realize that pedophiles are everywhere, and I understand people's concerns, but we do self-police. It's the same way we self-police on a beach to protect young women who come alone. We protect the children. Not that they need all that much protecting. I have been going to events for 30 years, and I've never seen a child be molested or troubled or anything. They take off their clothes and they run in the water, or they play with dirt and they get dirty and they go wash off, and it's natural. So I really urge people not to rush to judgment about.
But you know, it raises a question. What are some of the rules for children and etiquette in general, in terms of naturism?
Etiquette in general, number one etiquette is you have to bring a towel to sit on. You don't put your butt on any surface that doesn't have a towel underneath it. Respect, no photos. You have to ask permission. And, of course, on beaches you have no control over anything. No touching. I mean, not even you can rub lotion on someone's back, but that's it. Children have to be watched by their own parents or someone that they have appointed. We're pretty, you don't want to make a whole lot of rules, but you have to have rules.
Mm-hmm.
So we do.
Wow, we have time for one brief comment, and we're going to take a comment or a question from Goat from Overland Park. Ask your question or make your comment quickly. Hello? Well, we're going to go on. Well, I have a question. How did the Naturist Society even get started?
Well, Lee Baxendall, who was our founder, was a Boy Scout when he was a child, and he had a cottage on Truro in Massachusetts on the Cape, and he would go skinny dipping, and he met other people that liked to skinny dip, and he just decided there was a need for it, and he started publishing a little tabloid newspaper in 1973, and he did that for several years, and he decided that there was more of a need than just this free sun that he was publishing, and he started the Naturist Society in 1980, and started publishing. At the time, it was closed with the Sun, and over the years we've changed the name, and it's N Magazine. We kind of like to be a little bit more out there. And
so what is actually in N Magazine? What would someone see were they to get a copy?
Well, real pictures with real people in. We don't do any touch-ups. But we have articles about nude beaches all over the world, because some people can't travel, so we take them there through the pages of our magazine. We highlight our groups. We have a naturist network, and there's actually a group in the Heartland, and we list the network in every issue of the magazine. Sometimes we feature one of our groups, one of the resorts. We do World Naked Gardening Day. We was started by one of our members, and we talk about this issue has Droop Phobia, the Bra and Breast Cancer. Wonderful article. And we cover all aspects of naturism. Sometimes we do things that aren't. We this issue, we have one on skinny dipping, but you can't skinny dip with the manatees, but they went
right.
swimming with
that
the manatees.
That probably wouldn't be a good idea. Now, Scott, as a Heartland Naturist member, what are some of the, just briefly, some of the relationships that you've built with other naturists, and how do you invite new people?
Well, you invite new people as you meet people, possibly online and certain different other organization or chat rooms type thing, where if someone asks you activities and things like that. And we have, you know, whenever friends come over, depending on the topic of conversation, someone may ask something. And so I have met some wonderful people. They've become close friends. We have a variety of activities. And if I may give out, the website is heartlandnaturist.com for anyone interested.
I'd like to thank our guest, Nikki Hoffman, co-owner of the Naturist Society and editor of N Magazine, and Scott S., Heartland Naturist member. You can subscribe to our podcast and hear this conversation again or access any of our previous shows from Central Standard page of kcur.org. Tomorrow, we'll have the movie critics, and they'll be talking with some people behind the special effects in Hollywood. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. Up to Date is next, with a conversation with a man the White House wakes up, 90 Mile View, and the weekend to-do list. For KCUR Central Standard, I'm Susan Wilson, and keep listening.